Hey, this is radio station WSKEE. We're taking calls on the wish line, making your wacky wishes come true.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat.
We're live at the Slider House. We're back on, right? Yep. 5-9 of the Fan, KFNS. This is Sports Medicine, brought to you by Gateway Buick GMC. With Dr. Rick Lehman, I'm Andy Strickland. Dr. Staley's in the house, dropping some knowledge. I mean, he's breaking down revolutionary medicine that we've never even heard of, stuff that has never even been tried before in the history of St. Louis medicine. And all of a sudden, this guy's, he's breaking news here, Doc.
It is amazing, and you know, we'll be very interested to see how this progresses. I'm a believer. I'm going to do it. Number one, I'm going to be the first one, hopefully.
What did you do? You need it?
Yeah, my knee hurts.
Oh yeah, somebody, by the way, gave me a CD that they want me to give you of an MRI. Is that how you read MRIs nowadays? Still on CDs?
Yeah, that's how we do. We put it on the computer and open it up, and we probably get about 10 a day from all over the country. So, you know, pretty common.
They just mail them to you?
Usually, they'll call and they'll say, hey, you know, I'm in so-and-so, and we heard about you or read about you, and we want to come in. Would you look at my MRI? And we look at their MRIs, and, you know, to come in.
Well, all right. Lots to get into on this edition of Sports Medicine with Dr. Rick Lehman. You know, we talk nutrition a lot, Doc, and we're going to get into the best foods to eat to live an active, athletic lifestyle. At the highest level, what foods should you be putting inside your body? But I want to start with something else first. You know, eggs have always been known or questioned. Are they good for you? Are they bad for you? Some say they're not good for you. They're full of cholesterol. They're full of fat. Trainers and people in the fitness industry, you know, say, hey, it's the best source of protein you can find. Where do you stand on eggs?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there that believe that dairy across the board is bad. And I don't really know that eggs are dairy, but if you believe that eggs are dairy, you believe that dairy's bad, then that would fall in that category. I'm a personal believer that eggs, and not just egg whites, but eggs in total are very, very healthy. I think there is cholesterol in the yolk. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. There's a lot of nutrients in the yolk, vitamin B12, vitamin A, riboflavins. There's just so much good things in the yolk that you should eat the yolk, I believe. They're not very high in calories.
Not just the egg whites.
Not just the egg whites. And tons of protein. And really, not a lot of negative to eggs. So this theory that eggs are so bad, which about 10 years ago, I mean, nothing was worse for you than eggs, I believe there's been a reverse. Now, I also believe there's been a reverse in fats. It used to be believed that, you know, all kinds of fats were bad. Skim milk was good. Fatty milk was bad, all fats were bad, and now we don't really believe that. We don't believe that fats are bad. We believe that carbs are bad. Now, maybe this is all going to change again in another couple years, but right now, I don't really see anything negative about eating eggs.
Apparently, eggs, even though they may be high in fat, whatever, it's actually good in terms of maintaining weight control, right?
Absolutely. High protein. And you know, you eat three eggs, which isn't a whole lot of calories, and you're pretty full.
Mm-hmm.
So eggs, historically, have been a great breakfast meal, but I think eggs are good for you anytime. Hard boil them, cut them up, put them on your sandwich, put them on your salad, eat them.
What's the best way to eat them, though? I mean, they say poached eggs are the healthiest way to eat an egg. That's too much trouble sometimes. You got to really perfect the poached egg, by the way, which I think I've done. not every restaurant will serve you poached eggs, though. What's the best way to eat them? Are scrambled eggs not the way to go? I hear sometimes you can kind of scramble some of those nutrients out of the egg, actually.
Well, I don't know that fried foods in general are the best things for you. So I think if you're going to eat foods, eggs included, you probably don't want to fry them. But I think scrambled eggs are fine. I think boiled, hard-boiled eggs are good. Soft-boiled eggs are good. Poached eggs are good. And I think as long as you're not cooking them with a bunch of grease and just making them unhealthy, I think eggs are the way to go. And really, you can kind of mix them up and throw in a microwave, and they're actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It's like souffle.
So you're saying don't throw in some, like, hollandaise sauce and some bacon and scramble it around and maybe turn that into an omelet and think you're eating something healthy, because you're probably not.
And that's where everything kind of goes south. Everything kind of goes south when you start adding things to it, and the sauce adds to it, and now all of a sudden you got grits or you got potatoes and you got bread and you put butter on your bread, then you're kind of getting into the whole bad part of it. But the eggs themselves are very healthy. Eat two extra eggs. Eat five eggs. Forget the bread. Forget the potatoes. And you got a healthy meal.
You know, they say that a consumption of eggs, up to one egg per day, is not associated with increased risk of heart disease or a stroke. So was that a belief back in the day or something? Or has this changed?
Well, I think that was all part of the anything that has cholesterol in it is bad for you.
Yeah.
And that's kind of turning, you know, upside down. There was, you know, the Atkins diet came out, which lowered cholesterol. You know, now people are eating more and more fat.
I think the guy who invented the Atkins diet died of, like, heart disease or something.
Well, no, he fell and had an injury to his brain and then had a stroke.
We embellish on this show. Come on.
I know, but that's a good story, so let's go with it, can we?
Exactly.
But, yeah, now it's all changing. You know, the Mediterranean diet that's high in olive oil and nuts and fats, and you know, that's good for you.
Yeah.
You know, that's the best diet you can be on.
Well, Ray, we've got the expansion draft, which just kicked off. William Carrier taken from the Buffalo Sabres. William Carrier, former second-round pick of the St. Louis Blues, who was drafted by Bill Armstrong, who we had on last hour, who absolutely loved William Carrier, played some games with the Sabres last year, and so that's who they took. They also took Lucas Sabiza, defenseman from the Vancouver Canucks. We'll try to keep you updated as we get closer to the Blues pick, which we know is going to be David Perron. All right, Docs, eight foods that can help you maintain optimum athletic performance. And a lot of these foods are not overly surprising, but, you know, there's some foods that people may not know a whole lot about. And I'll start with quinoa. Explain what quinoa is. And again, I think it's becoming more and more mainstream, but there's still maybe some listeners out there who have no idea what the hell quinoa is.
Well, I think the biggest problem with quinoa is you can't spell it. So if you read it and you know how to say it, you're ahead of the game. And quinoa is a grain, and it's a very healthy grain. It's a little bit gritty. And it is very, very popular. It's popular in salads. It's popular, you know, it's almost like rice, kind of. And it's a very, very healthy grain. And you know what? If you're not eating it, you should be eating it. Quinoa is very, very good for you. It's a superfood, what we call a superfood. It has great nutrients, and it is very, very filling and a good source of protein and very good source of nutrients.
16% of your daily value of protein in one serving of quinoa. That sounds pretty good to me. Kale, you either love it or you hate it, but it's a good thing if you love it because it's very, very good for you.
Yeah, it's good for you. And, you know, if you don't like it, you just got to change it a little bit. So one way to eat kale are kale chips. And if they're not fried, they're fine. You can throw them in the oven and you can bake them and they're not too bad. You can mix them up in a smoothie and they're not too bad. So if you don't like kale or kale salad, which I can't honestly say I love that much, there's a lot of ways to eat it that are still very, very healthy, but you're not getting that kind of bitter kale taste. Now, the good thing about kale is very, very good source of vitamin E, vitamin C, and vitamin K, and magnesium and calcium, and we all need calcium. So, you know what? Figure out a way to like it.
The term superfood gets tossed around a little bit, Dr. Staley. This is truly a superfood when you talk about kale.
I'd say kale, I'd say broccoli, I'd say walnuts, and maybe a couple sliders.
Broccoli. You know? Some sliders from the slider house?
Yeah.
Some lobster sliders.
We'll throw that in there.
I'm looking at the menu. I'm like,
Broccoli, really, though?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You don't like broccoli?
No, I like broccoli a lot, but it's very filling. Broccoli's very filling.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that people have to start thinking
about. It's one of my
favorite
vegetables, though.
You know, and I think that you always hear about eat this, not that. Broccoli is a great food for a couple reasons. A, it's good for you. B, it is very filling. You know, you put a little cheese on it, which, again, cheese gets into this whole, is cheese good, cheese bad?
Then all of a sudden, is it not good for you, though?
No, I think cheese is fine for you, a little sprinkled
all
cheese.
All of a sudden, the superfood turned into a not-so-superfood. No.
Well, you can't put hollandaise sauce on it. You can't put, you know, Velveeta on it, but good cheese, sprinkle a little good cheese on there, a little feta.
So, there you go. So not like some Velveeta, some Kraft, whatever, processed cheese.
Yeah, if it comes in a big jar and you can pour it, that's not really cheese.
Okay. No, I like that. You believe in a multivitamin, by the way? Is that something that you recommend people take?
You know, here's my deal on multivitamins. I recommend everyone take them. I don't think they do a thing.
What about you, Dr. Staley?
Well, I don't think
you take one?
I do, but I don't think people are getting all their vitamins from the food they claim they're eating.
Yeah.
Because they're really not eating the food they claim they're eating. So
right.
it certainly doesn't hurt anything, and time will tell if it helps. But, yeah, I absolutely recommend it.
I mean, I think you have to recommend
it. But if I were to take one at my age, I'm a you know, middle-aged man.
Okay.
Younger, probably younger than middle age. But if I want a multivitamin, what do you recommend?
I think you got to go buy a good multivitamin that has good absorption. And, you know, they're pretty standard in terms of their ingredients. But some seem to be better absorbed than others. And I think you do have to get a higher quality. You know, if it's in a gummy bear, it's probably not the way to go.
Because you see those all the time.
Well, and, you know, and they're tempting. They're tempting.
Yes. If it says for kids 4 and under, it's probably not the way to go either.
But I'd like to see the research on the absorption potential and really are people healthier taking them.
Yeah.
The problem is it just makes so much sense. Like Dr. Staley said, you're not going to get all your nutrients. But whether those vitamins are absorbed in a multivitamin equally as well, I just don't know.
By the way, getting back to kale, it's excellent, they say, for workout recovery. People always wonder what foods to eat for workout recovery. You know, you don't have to spend $75 at the local, you know, muscle store or whatever to buy all this powder if you eat the right foods, right?
Absolutely. And if you know what your recovery foods are, you know, you get a branched chain amino acid, you get some kale, you get maybe a few bananas, and you mix it all together in a smoothie with some yogurt. And, I mean, you got a pretty powerful recovery drink.
You scared me about bananas last week. Talking about it was high in some sugar.
They're a high glycemic food, so your blood sugar goes up very high and down very high. But if you mix it, you know, with other things, it's a good source of vitamin.
It's good after a workout especially because that's the time you need to recover with your carbs. It helps protein absorb. So if you're going to have a banana, have it after a workout with your protein.
I'm with you there.
Helps your potassium.
Yeah. Next on the list, something most people probably will never eat, including myself, to be honest with you, but it's on the list, so we're going to mention it. Beetroot juice. I mean, where do you get this beetroot juice? I imagine at a health food store you can easily find it.
You can get it at any store. You can get it at Schnucks. You can get it at Deerberg. You can get it anywhere. I can't drink it. I tried many times.
I can't eat a beet, and let alone drink it.
It's so bitter. It tastes so bad. Now, there are beet chips out there that you can buy that are supposedly very healthy. But I so either love beets or you hate beets. There's no in the middle.
No. How about you, Dr. Staley?
I don't even know what one looks like. If you
I think they're red.
Three different things, I could not pick it out.
You wouldn't know what a beet is?
No.
Come on.
No idea.
You're fine.
And I'm from Iowa. I don't think we grew them in Iowa.
You know what a
looks like a potato.
Do you know what a chia seed is?
I do. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, chia, right, Doc?
Yeah, like a chia pet.
Chia seed. What's so good about chia seeds?
Oh, they're very, very healthy. Lots of nutrition. There's no question about it. Lots of fiber. They're thick, so they're going to help you go to the bathroom. I don't know any other way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of omega-3. Chia seeds are really, really healthy, high in protein, high in calcium. They're very good for you. Again, not the best, not the greatest. They're crunchy. I'm not a monstrous fan. Some of these foods you just got to bury in other stuff.
Right, exactly. You're not going to just go eat it on, you know, take a handful of some chia seeds and eat it. Probably put it on your yogurt, something like that. Tart cherry juice. Now, again, cherry juice is not something that I frequent very often, but, again, apparently it's very good for you. Well, skip ahead to avocado. No surprise, avocado. You're talking about the superfood of all superfoods, probably. The avocado belongs on this list.
So let me just say one thing about tart cherry juice. Tart cherry juice is an anti-inflammatory, and it is extremely – a lot of people take a tablespoon a day – for arthritis, to decrease the inflammation in their back, knee, shoulder, whatever. And so tart cherry, this is different than cherry juice that you get with those maraschino cherries that you put on your sundae.
Right.
This stuff is nasty, but it is very good for you. Avocados, you hit it on the head, is probably the king of superfoods.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, avocados, people used to say, well, they're fat, they're bad for you. That is the furthest thing from the truth, right? There are good fats, there are bad fats. This so happens to be a pretty good one.
This is a good fat. Dr. Staley, what do you think about avocados in general?
I think that fits in the Mediterranean diet as well. Avocado would be a good kind of fat to have. Olive oil, those kind of things. I absolutely recommend that.
Loaded with omega-6 healthy fats, over 2,500 milligrams per serving. And I would imagine a serving is less than one full avocado.
It's a half.
It's a half of an avocado.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of of omega-6 right there. Also, 40% daily value of your fiber. You mentioned fiber before. Avocado can't go wrong, man. My kids absolutely love avocado as well. I think it's a great food to introduce to young kids. I don't think I had my first avocado until I was in college. I got to be honest with you. You know?
It's a little mushy, so you kind of got to get used to it. But once you get used to it, I mean, I think they're delicious.
Blueberries. Unbelievable.
Blueberries, blackberries, raspberries. I mean, you know, that's the home run. Now, don't confuse those with cantaloupe, watermelon, and honeydew, because that fruit, those get into a little bit high glycemic.
Pineapple,
high glycemic foods. They're not as good, but those berries, stick with your berries.
Yeah. As much as kale is a superfood of vegetable, I mean, that's where blueberries fall into play here in terms of fruits.
I couldn't agree more. If you could have blueberries and blackberries at every meal, it would not be a bad choice.
You know, it doesn't spike insulin like some of these other fruits that you mentioned probably do. And, again, another workout recovery food. People probably don't think pop some blueberries after a workout, but this is also a very good recovery food.
You know, again, I'm a big fan of recovery drinks. I don't know. It just seems like you don't really feel like eating. So you take some blueberries, you take some blackberries, you throw them in your blender, you get a little ice, some yogurt or whatever else you want to put in there, get a little texture. And A, it's just delicious. It is truly delicious. And B, it's probably the healthiest thing you're going to eat all day, and it's a great recovery food. So, you know, I think that's probably the most palatable way to eat it.
When did we start and first learn that some of these fruits in reality aren't so good for you? You know, and is that for more so for adults who maybe aren't as active as kids are, or do you suggest kids even stay away from some of those foods that are high in sugar?
I think we found out because the diabetic crisis in the United States and the obesity crisis. And what we have is, you know, we take the fruit and we peel it and we smash it and we get juice. We don't get any of the fiber. We don't get any of the other nutrients. And I think that's why we're shying away from the fruit juices. And if you're going to have fruit, have the raw fruit. You know, it's nature's sugar. That's fine. It's the artificial sugars that have led us down this road where it doesn't fill us up the same. It doesn't react the same with our insulin receptors. So, you know, raw, natural fruit is much better for you than anything you can add sugar to.
Well, you know, and that's 100% right. And I think some fruits, you know, when people come in and they're overweight and they go, well, all I eat are fruits and vegetables. Well, if you're overweight and you're eating cantaloupe and apples and these other fruits, you're going to gain weight because they're just carbs.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it. They're just, I mean, they're good carbs. They're okay carbs. They're not great carbs, but they're carbs. So if you want to lose weight, you got to cut down on your carbohydrates. You can't eat past 6 o'clock at night. We've talked about this. And you'll lose weight. No, there's no way around it. But if your daily meals are giant bowls of fruit where there's cantaloupe, watermelon, like you said, pineapple, some of these fruits that are high glycemic fruits, you're not going to lose any weight.
No, I would agree. I think that's great information. And a perfect time to talk about Frieda's in University
City. There we go.
Because we had Natasha Kwan, who was with us last week. And again, at Frieda's, no butter, no sugar, no bowl. It's an unbelievable restaurant there in University City. If you're looking to eat healthy, eat like a pro, you should go to Frieda's. Alexander Steen from the Blues, who was protected by the St. Louis Blues, does our commercials here on Hockey Sense and Sports Medicine. And Matt Adams, who's crushing the ball right now for the Atlanta Braves, lost 40 pounds in the offseason by going to Frieda's in University City practically every single day. Now, he worked out as well, but he also ate the right foods. Check it out in University City. It's a great opportunity to get your life moving in the right direction, eat the right foods, feel good about yourself. Don't go through the day feeling sluggish, lacking energy. Make sure you're putting the proper nutrition inside your body. We'll take a break. We're live at the Slider House. Also some pretty good fuel for your body as well. Check out some of these sliders. We're at the corner of Manchester and McKnight and Rock Hill. You can't miss it. It's a beautiful night. Great night to sit on the patio. People have started to move out towards the patio as well. No wonder it was named the top patio in all of St. Louis, according to St. Louis Magazine. Also, 85 different canned craft beers here on location if you want to test and try some of these great beers they have in the can here at the Slider House. I highly recommend you do that as well. I'm Andy Strickland. As always, this show is brought to you by Gateway Buick GMC. Dr. Rick Lehman is here, as well as Dr. Staley, both from the U.S. Center for Sports Medicine. We'll take a break and come back with much, much more here on 590 The Fan, KFNS. Don't go anywhere.